la vida no se detiene cuando te enfermas. Las vacunas contra las enfermedades respiratorias pueden protegerte para que juegues con tu compañero fiel. Según tu edad y tu salud, podrían recomendarte vacunas contra la gripe, el COVID-19, el VRS o la infección neumocócica. Vacunarte puede ayudarte a seguir en el juego. Infórmate en cdeep.org/es/vacunas-protegen. Presentado por The American Lung Association y CBIP, combatiendo enfermedades respiratorias infecciosas.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge, your daily dose of wisdom, motivation, and a whole lot of real talk. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a little more grit, and a whole lot of self-awareness. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, the importance of self-compassion and self-forgiveness. You know, that whole be kind to yourself thing? Easier said than done, right? Here's the deal, folks. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to be better, faster, stronger. It's like a never-ending race where we're always striving for some imaginary finish line. But let me tell you, there's a whole lot of beauty in slowing down, taking a deep breath, and extending a little grace to ourselves. Because here are five things I want you to remember about self-compassion and forgiveness. Number one, everyone messes up. Seriously, it's part of being human. We're not robots programmed for perfection. So, when you stumble, and trust me, you will don't beat yourself up about it. Learn from it, adjust course, and keep moving forward. Number two, self-criticism is a vicious cycle. Dwelling on your mistakes only fuels negativity and self-doubt. Instead of tearing yourself down, acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and then let it go. Number three, practice gratitude for who you are and what you've accomplished, even the small things. It's easy to get caught up in our shortcomings and forget about all the awesome stuff we bring to the table. Take a moment each day to appreciate your strengths, your talents, and everything you've overcome. Number four, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We're so quick to console others who are struggling but often hesitate to extend that same compassion to ourselves. Remember, you deserve it just as much. And finally, number five, forgiveness is not about condoning wrongdoings, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that holds you back. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive yourself for past mistakes and extend forgiveness to others who have wronged you. It's a powerful way to free yourself from the burdens of the past and move forward with lightness and grace. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you make a mistake and your inner voice starts bombarding you with negativity? We've all been there. It's like having a constant voice in our head whispering doubts and insecurities. But what if I told you that you could rewire that inner dialogue and cultivate a more compassionate and forgiving mindset? Think about a time when you made a mistake, maybe you forgot an important appointment, or you said something hurtful to someone you care about. How did your inner critic react? Did it jump all over you with harsh judgments and accusations? Or did you offer yourself some kindness and understanding? When I messed up in a big presentation recently, that voice started piping up with its usual "you're a failure" routine. But this time, I stopped and took a deep breath. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume me, I reminded myself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful people have setbacks. I acknowledged my error, learned from it, and moved on. It was a small shift, but it made a big difference in how I felt about myself. So, what are some practical ways you can cultivate more self-compassion and forgiveness? First, start by acknowledging your inner critic. Recognize those negative thoughts when they arise and don't engage with them. Instead, gently redirect your attention to something positive or encouraging. Second, practice self-care rituals that nourish your mind, body, and soul. This could include anything from taking a relaxing bath to spending time in nature to engaging in activities that bring you joy. When we take care of ourselves, we're better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. Third, remember that forgiveness is not about condoning wrongdoing, it's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive yourself for past mistakes and extend forgiveness to others who have wronged you. It's a powerful way to free yourself from the past and move forward with lightness and grace. Folks, remember this. You are worthy of love, kindness, and compassion starting with your own. Practice self-compassion and forgiveness daily. And watch how it transforms not only your inner world, but also your interactions with others. Until tomorrow, keep that stoic edge sharp, stay grounded, and never stop growing. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love today.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.